Once a year, usually around January, we welcome those who are seeking to live the Christian life to the full. And just as our natural life has an origin, a development, and a nourishing, so too our Christian life has its origin in the sacrament of baptism, its development or strengthening in the sacrament of confirmation, and its nourishment in the sacrament of the Eucharist. So maybe it's worth an explanation of the three groups that we welcomed this morning. The first group here was those who were not baptized at all. They want to be born again. They want to be strengthened, and they want to be nourished. As of today, we call them catechumens. With God's grace, they will receive their baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist at the Easter Vigil. The second group are those who were baptized in a different Christian community, not Catholic. If that baptism happened with water, and happened in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, then it is as valid a baptism as any other. Those individuals are asking to bring that baptism into the Catholic Church and complete it through confirmation and Eucharist. The third group was those who were baptized into the Catholic Church, but for whatever reason, never finished that foundation with either their confirmation or their Eucharist or both. And to top it off, one of the beauties of the cathedral is that we have three groups of those three groups. Last night, we welcomed children who are in one of those three groups. Today, we welcome English-speaking adults who are in one of those three groups. And this afternoon, we will welcome Spanish-speaking adults who are in one of those three groups. It gives some meaning to the words of St. Paul in the second reading. There are different gifts, but the same Spirit. Different forms of service, but the same Lord. After all of us here are somewhere along that line. Maybe you've been Catholic your whole life. Maybe you were once in one of these three groups in RCIA. Or maybe you're called to be in one of them in a future year. Different people, different gifts, but the same God.